From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather, showers likely today, partly sunny, high of 76, cloudy, 50% chance of showers tonight. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers, mainly in the morning, cloudy and a high of 74. By the weekend, 82 on Saturday, 83 on Sunday in the Umpqua Valley. Currently clouds, 61 degrees. KQEN news time is 8:32.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And events going on in Myrtle Creek abounding this year. One of the folks involved with a lot of what's going on, Ted Romas. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about not one but two different concerts going on this week.
Well, yes, we had a surprise inquiry from the 204th Army Band a couple months ago asking if they could come and perform in Myrtle Creek. They are out of Vancouver, Washington, and they're bringing several components of their band to Millsite Park tomorrow, Wednesday, July 6th, for a performance from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Now, that's a precursor to the season opener of our 2022 Music in the Park on Thursday, July 7th.
Wow. To get that group, and of course, right tied very close to the 4th of July, that works out really well.
Yes. Well, there's a Staff Sergeant Jesse Scriven was the contact person for the band. And when I told him that we had Music in the Park starting on the 7th, we made an agreement that, well, let's just make this the day before and start it off with a patriotic bang.
Wow. Neat. So that will be on... the 6th, 7th Music in the Park. Matt, what year is this for the season?
35.
Wow. That's a long time for any series. Talk about how it all works.
Well, it was all put together locally by some folks in City Hall in the 80s and as a way to bring entertainment to the community, and it just evolved from there. There's been... several organizers involved since then, but it's maintained. There's only been one dark year, which was COVID-related. So we can no longer say we're the longest consecutive running free concert series in Douglas County, but we are the longest running.
Wow, that's really great. How long have you been involved with it?
This is my 15th year.
Wow. So a lot going on. Talk about the first show and who's playing.
Well, this is a group that's been here once before, the Tim Hall Band from Gig Harbor, Washington. They're out of the Pacific Northwest, obviously, blues rock band led by a singer-songwriter who's recorded several albums, Tim Hall and his group. And they're very entertaining. They really bring a really good blues sound to Millsite Park. And we're looking forward to a great night of entertainment on July 7th for our season opener, sponsored by Good Dog Bakery and J-Man Realty.
Now, along with the music, what else do people need to know about how the shows work and what's available, what's going on, et cetera?
Well, how it works, I think the operative word here is it's free. The music's free, the venue's free, the parking is free. People can assemble in Millsite Park with their blankets, their chairs, their kids, their grandkids, their dogs. Music starts at 6, ends at 8:30, intermission entertainment sometimes available. The Elks Lodge will have their fried bread wagon open. We will have cotton candy. A Good Dog Bakery will be on site. Carter Anderson Insurance will have popcorn and water available. And there are also some off-site food venues available for people to purchase food. It's the start of a nice season, and I really like the lineup. We get a little deeper into the lineup. Unfortunately, we've had a cancellation in mid-August, but I'm going to have to backfill that pretty soon, and I will get the word out who's taking that place. Posters are already out, but it's we'll get it. We'll make it work.
So talk about some of the other shows that are coming up.
Well, on July 14th, I really like the creativity of this, the name of this band. It's called the Fabulous Del Monte Brothers Blues Band, and it features T-Bone Stone, who's a Glide resident, very famous blues player, harmonica, so on. And one of the things on their logo is they've taken that opportunity to promote Del Monte Foods by having a picture of a can of canned corn on their logo, Del Monte canned corn. So that's kind of a interesting aside. July 21st is Colleen and Company Review. They're local dance music, Motown, blues, rock, boogie rock, blue-eyed rock and roll. And then on the 4th of August, we have the Endeavors out of Coos Bay, which is a classic rock, South Coast style, R&B, reggae, and more. And the 18th of August is We're Not Elvis. They're local. They've been around for a couple few years now. They're getting good draws. Country rock cover and dance band. And their slogan is, they can rock with the best of them or play Cry in Your Beer ballads. Then we have still a question mark about August 11th. And then our closer on August 25th is the very entertaining and recording artist Amy Clausen from Florence. Full Energy Company, country recording artist. Who will be here to close out our season on August 25th.
Wow, so you've got a big lineup, a big diversity of styles, and seems like a lot going on, and folks down there really like this series, obviously, to be around for 35 years.
I agree, and we have this beautiful band shell here that the city of Myrtle Creek lets us use, and It's really, really wonderful to see the community come out and respond to these free concerts and enjoy themselves on very nice summer evenings in Millsite Park.
Anything else people ought to know about the concerts?
May I reiterate that it's free. And we're looking forward to a great season opener and several entertaining acts in between then and August 5th when Amy Clausen comes to close us out on for the season. And I just would encourage people to come out and have a good time, socialize with their friends, and listen to some free music and really take advantage of all that Myrtle Creek has to offer for this summer.
And again, what time do those run?
Music starts at 6, runs through 8:30.
All right. And again, remind folks about the Patriotic Concert before all this.
That would be tomorrow, Wednesday, July 6th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Band Shell in Millsite Park. 204th Army Band will be bringing several components of their band, some blues, some rock. And I'm really looking forward to that pre-opener to the season opener of Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park.
All right, a lot going on. Ted Romas on. Ted, thanks for being here this morning.
Well, you're more than welcome, Kyle. Thank you.
All right, 8:40. This is the Morning Report.